WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Carl Sagan and his wife, Ann Druyan, have just come out with a new book, Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. John Leonard has this review.
Astronomer Carl Sagan and his novelist wife, Ann Druyan, who gave us the Cosmos series on public television, have teamed up again to tell us all they know about human identity and our intimate circle of kinship with every other species on the planet. Because they want us to stop hurting the ecosystem, they think we should realize just how lucky we are to be around in the first place. This is the fun part of Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. Ransacking the various sciences, the Sagans portray Homo sap as a child of dust and chaos, of fluid dynamics and random chance. Our planethood itself is fortuitous. Think of all the other rogue worldlets that perished in the interstellar night. And then, for what seems like forever, we just sat there, waiting for an accidental energizer, a bolt of cosmic radiation to roil the waters of the primordial Earth soup and form the first self-replicating molecules. After which, for 4 billion years, it was trial and error, hit and miss. Natural selection is very slow. An occasional cataclysm helps shuffle our genetic deck. For instance, the asteroidal wham-bang 65 million years ago that ruined the neighborhood for dinosaurs, although bivalves and sponges did okay. And so does sex help, invented late in the evolutionary game, but a far more agreeable way of recombining DNAs than playing cosmic collision roulette with stray comets and angry volcanoes. After sex came a brain for data processing and pattern recognition, although the Sagans give short shrift to neuroanatomy, as they do to paleontology, because they're too busy leaping in a single bound from Darwin to Jane Goodall, looking down at ticks, caterpillars, honeybees, Syrian hamsters, and Norway rats, to get to the chimpanzee. In every important respect, we're told, man and chimp are as close as horses and donkeys, and closer than turkeys and chickens, or camels and llamas. And this is where Shadows gets problematic. The Sagans feel they have to prove that Homo sap in no way differs significantly from any other primate. Worse, they believe they have proved it. You want tools, language, play, ethics, art, abstraction, cannibalism, or female orgasm, and they will find something that looks like it somewhere in the animal kingdom, according to the crudest and often even most laughable definitions. As if, at some point, differences in degree don't become differences in kind. As if an accidental byproduct of big braininess weren't an obsession with death. As if the finger painting of a chimp were the equivalent of the cathedral at Chartres. As if Mozart and Immanuel Kant were ever in helpless heat. As if King Kong or Dumbo ever thought metaphorically. As if any other animal had ever written a book like Shadows, hoping to change the mind of an entire species, the only species that thinks about killing off all the rest of them for entertainment purposes. By the way, I spoke to God on this subject. In addition to being androgynous, God has call waiting. I asked God how God felt about being left out of the Democratic Party platform, the United States Constitution, and Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. God hit me with a whirlwind. But while I had God on the phone, I also wanted to know how God intended to vote. Well, God, like everybody else, is worried about the economy. After all, God is out of work.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.